Proclamation number 4706 of 7th of August, 1949. Charity. In Christian neighborly love lies the foundation of peace and harmony, both on a large and small scale, i.e., nations and states will live in peace with each other, just as people will live together in harmony among themselves if their behavior is based on the principle of neighborly love, if they only want to do good to each other and strive to keep suffering and worry away from their fellow human beings. Then there will truly be peace on earth. But how far away are people from this now? They offend each other and are full of ruthlessness, even though they don't consciously want to harm people, yet there is no sign of love for each other, and that is why the great spiritual decline is so obvious, for without love the human being cannot strive spiritually either, without love there is no spiritual progress. People do not reach their aim. Only a few still accept the law of love which, however, has to be fulfilled or there can be no peace. And so every individual should seriously ask himself how he behaves towards this law. He should ask himself whether he is doing everything in his power to bring joy, to alleviate suffering and to control the hardship which becomes obvious to him and requires his help. Man should think more of others than of himself, then he will also see what is lacking and be able to remedy it. Man should avoid everything that offends his fellow human beings, but do everything that makes them happy. Seriously ask yourselves whether you could justify yourselves if such a justification were demanded of you. And you'll discover many omissions which are then a sin if the fellow human being suffers or suffers as a result, be it mentally or physically. Help where you can and protect your neighbor from suffering where you can. Never let self-love prevail. Never let your neighbor go hungry if you yourselves are doing well. This is to be understood literally and also figuratively. For even a kind word, a good look, a helpful action can refresh and strengthen the fellow human being, therefore don't let it be lacking. Practice neighborly love, and your earthly life will be harmonious, there will be peace and harmony in and around you, and if all people lived according to this commandment it would truly be paradise on earth. But how does it look in the world? All bad qualities, greed, hatred, envy, discord, insincerity and self-love dominate people. They are not friends but enemies. They do not respect each other but seek to exalt themselves. They do not lay a soothing hand on wounds but inflict new ones, and thus evil becomes ever greater and plunges people into ruin. Love has grown cold among people, and that is the end. For where love no longer exists or substance hardens, where the heart can no longer feel love all knowledge is lost, thus all life will also die, for only love alone is life. Hence you humans can certainly still live physically but spiritually you are dead if you are devoid of all love. Again and again love will be preached to you. Don't let these admonitions fall on your ears but know that they are the lost calls from above. Know that there is not much time left until the end but that you will be judged according to your love. Therefore take care that you do not need to fear the judgment. Practice neighborly love and thereby acquire eternal peace. Amen.